Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Most of us change the way we use language to fit a range of social situations. Jody Tomerdahl, associate professor at the University of Texas at Arlington, explores the problems the shifting nature of language presents for those documenting language acquisition in children.
When scientists study groups of people, they use statistics to define a representative sample of the population. But how do we do that with language? What is a sample of language? Many language studies record short snippets of a person's language, maybe 100 or 200 sentences, but almost nothing is known about how representative these samples are of a person's typical language. For instance, if I record Jimmy talking to his mom at the same time and place 2 days in a row, will his language be pretty much the same or different? And how might it differ? Will the grammar change? That's what we're asking. To find out, we recorded 25 2- and 3-year-olds while they played with a parent. We recorded them twice and kept the context similar both times to isolate the natural differences as opposed to grammatical differences that might result from changing context. We chose several grammatical items such as the past tense and compared how many times each was produced in the sample. And we looked at different lengths of samples. The results showed a generally low degree of reliability, even when we looked at longer samples. So why do this? We want to build tools that can help to recognize specific language impairment, or SLI, where children have normal IQ but weak language skills. SLI affects a lot of children, but it's hard to identify, and language samples are important in diagnosis. Knowing whether a 200-sentence sample tells you much more than a 100-sentence one is very important for clinicians working with child language, as recording, transcribing, and analyzing samples is a very time-consuming process. Also, the grammatical items we look at are those which may be indicators of SLI. We want to find ways to diagnose language impairment earlier so children can get the help they need.
That was Jody Tomerdahl of the University of Texas at Arlington. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. How can